What does your weekend look like, Columbus? This is the DJBC with the Weekend Warrior and Friday.
Friday the 13th.
Also happens to be Franklinton Friday, and the big show at 400 Square is their annual Amazing Cat Show, and there are other shows to look forward to at the Bandarelli Room, the Secret Studio, and Roy G. Biv in the Franklinton Arts District on Franklinton Friday.
Friday the 13th.
You knew it was coming. This Saturday at the Ohio Theater, the Columbus Symphony performs R-E-S-P-E-C-T, a musical tribute to Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul. And if you're looking for some local art to check out Accidental Exhibit at the Westerville Public Library in the History Center up front in the building. The exhibit features the photography of Westerville resident Gary Gardner, who captures community by one photo a day. And Monday is a day on, not a day off. Here are some of the Martin Luther King Day celebrations this week. The Martin Luther King Breakfast is at the Columbus Convention Center and back in person for the first time since the pandemic. The Westerville Martin Luther King Breakfast is at the Villa Mondellano. Whitehall Martin Luther King Community Breakfast is at the YMCA on Hamilton Road. The City of Dublin is not doing something on Martin Luther King Day, but they are launching the MLK Civil Service Series, and there will be a series of events throughout the year to commemorate the legacy of Dr. King in the City of Dublin. Monday at Capital University is their MLK celebration at their Bexley campus. Their theme is A New Day for All of Us, and the keynote speaker is community activist Zeli Imani. Tuesday and Wednesday up in Westerville at Otterbein University is their Martin Luther King Day celebration. Tuesday is the Racial Day of Healing, and Wednesday is their annual convocation with the theme, Together We Can Be the Dream, with the keynote speaker, Dr. Donja Thomas, on Wednesday at Cowan Hall and live streamed. There are also other community events such as Bishop Earl Fernandez as the speaker and concelebrant of a Martin Luther King Day Mass at Holy Rosary St. John Church on the South Side, and an open house at the Streetlight Guild on the Near East Side on Monday afternoon as well. And speaking of open houses on Martin Luther King Day, the King Arts Complex and the Ohio History Connection are partnering up again for the King Arts Complex Martin Luther King Celebration Monday afternoon at the Ohio History Connection. Franklin County Commissioner Erica Crawley is the keynote speaker. The week of January 23rd at Columbus State Community College is their Martin Luther King Celebration. Their keynote will be on January 25th at the Mitchell Hall Event Center, and their theme is Upward Together, Our Destinies Are Tied Together, with the speaker Theo E.J. Wilson as their speaker. And Friday the 27th is Columbus State's Day of Service, when the Cougar community gives back to the community. And last but certainly not least, the City of Columbus will have their MLK March at 4:30 on Monday the 16th, beginning and ending at the historic Lincoln Theater, circling around to the historic Long Street Cultural Bridge, and it will return to the Lincoln Theater where the Martin Luther King program will take place. This has been The Weekend Warrior.